Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the 80s. Things that Toscano and I find stupid during the 1980s. And remember, hit us on our social network pages. That's right. Hit us on our Facebook and let us know what you thought was stupid back in the 80s. Now, before we get started on another magnificent show, I want to wish a belated birthday to my partner in crime, Mr. Toscano. Happy birthday. Let's get ready to roll. Get your zigzags out. Pour yourself a cool drink, maybe some hot chocolate. Put the kids to bed with hot chocolate and get ready for another show. Right here at Back to the 80s Radio, home of K-Hits 92.5, where we keep the 80s vibe alive. Belated birthday, boy. How are you swinging this evening?
Oh, well, I appreciate it more than words, my brothers. Thank you so much.
Oh,
and happy belated. And oh, be quiet. The hate cannot start so early.
That was a stupid song.
It's a great song. Okay, we'll talk about that in a little while.
We're just starting the show right now.
Yeah, we are just starting the show. And you're starting the hate already. Happy belated to you, brother, by the way. I know
you turned
just a day past your mid-40s. So, welcome to the mid-40s. And welcome to Back to the 80s Radio, the show where we're going to be talking about the awesome memories that make us so nostalgic. Because after all, it's not living in the past, it's just recognizing how dang sweet it was. I want to thank you guys for joining us on another show. But of course, we can't do this show alone, and we shouldn't, because with us, as he is every time that we get together, is a man that chews only on hot cinnamon fire sticks. Remember those? And has been seen with a sign outside of liquor stores that reads, "Bring Schlitz Malt Liquor Back." But to us, he is the illustrious and wondrous Chang. Chang, happy belated, my brother.
Oh, thank you, my friend, and to our beautiful listeners out there. Yes, Toscano and I share the same month of a birthday. Different years, but the same month. That makes us equal magnificent. Wouldn't you say so, my friend?
It absolutely does. And shout outs not only to you, my brother, but a shout out to every single person listening on streaming services, especially those who listen through K-Hits 92.5. And a shout out to everybody listening from around the world. You know who you are. Oh, yes, a big happy birthday to the Bambina, who also shares a birthday with us. If you have a topic that you'd like to talk to us about or you'd like to share with us, let us know by sending us a note to backtotheeightiesradio@gmail.com. That's back, the number two, theeightiesradio@gmail.com. And as a favor, please leave us a positive review of our show, because we really need them and appreciate you as you give us your stars, your thumbs up, and even those who wish to do a thumbs down. We appreciate you too, because it takes a lot to keep listening even though you don't like it.
Yes, any kind of thumb we can possibly get, just showing us your interest and what you like and you don't like. Keep those thumbs coming.
Today we're going to be starting to discuss the things that each one of us believes was stupid about or in the 1980s. Oh, yeah, you started already. But for now, stick around, because Toscano and Chang are coming right back with more of Back to the 80s Radio.
When the economy was good and the metal was heavy, man. Back to the 80s.
To run the big machine. He's got a problem.
Welcome back to Toscano and Chanks, back to the 80s radio show right here at K-Hits 92.5. I gave a special birthday song to my compadre on the other side of the board. That was Rush, a great album, a great tour, a great concert. I lost my mind. I lost my mind every time I went to go see
Rush. Yeah, I lose my mind every time I listen to Rush.
One of the greatest three-piece bands of all time. One of the greatest Canadian bands.
I think they were hitting that bottle of Crown Royal a little bit too hard when they started to sing, never got their voice back.
Well, sometimes you know what? I like Canadian bacon. You call it ham.
Okay. Ham. Well, I do want to remind you, want to welcome you back to the 80s radio. But coming up in the next few weeks, we have some great guests lined up. And I do want to let you know just a little bit of what you're going to be listening to. Award-winning writer who has an amazing book called Danger Peak that takes the reader into the 1980s, just like as if he or she took a time machine. Michael Perrone will be on the show. Broadcaster and podcaster, radio host Smash Ventura will be on the show. Dave from Dave's Archives, the YouTube channel, will be here joining us. And Joel Hoekstra, guitarist with David Coverdale in Whitesnake, so you don't want to miss that, as he joins us, and many more in the coming weeks. So you got to stick around. You don't want to miss any one of the Back to the 80s radio shows. I have an announcement for everybody listening that likes Depeche Mode, because Depeche Mode's newest tour promoting their newest album release is called Memento Mori, their world tour. They announced 29 additional North American dates on the Memento Mori world tour, and Depeche Mode has just launched their single, so you can find their single on pretty much any platform, called Ghosts Again. I listened to this song several times. I watched the video, a really, really great video in the style of 80s Depeche Mode, but more polished. A song that brings you close up to your mortality as you start getting older. So very, very good song, Depeche Mode. Thank you for bringing out another album that is actually real music. Chang, every generation has its good. Every generation has its bad. Every generation has intelligence and its share of stupid. And today we are talking about just that. We are going to be talking about things that we thought were stupid about the 80s or in the 1980s. So on that note, we each have a list. Rest assured that Chang is going to bring his hate with stuff that I like, that he's going to think is stupid, like the music that I like. But it's all good. It's all done with some type of care in the background. But we're just going to allow him because we, after all, we know the Chang. So Chang, on that note, talk to us about your list of some of the things that you thought were stupid of the 1980s or in the 1980s.
Well, you know, my friend, I did a lot of traveling back in the 80s, and I'm going to have to throw this out. The first thing that I thought was utterly stupid was a character called Max Headroom, a fictional artificial intelligence character portrayed by actor Matt Reeder. It was used to advertise. Remember the first computer-generated TV? I thought this character was utterly boring, and I found it every time I seen it somewhere, I wanted to break storefront windows. So that would be the most one of my top stupidest thing that I recall in the 80s. And oh boy, I've got at least 1,000.
Well, I, just like you, have an entire list of things that I personally think were very, very stupid back in the 80s. But I think that nothing cuts the cake as bad as a hairstyle that was first worn by French fashion guru Henri Mollet in the early 70s. And the Mollet did not see much light apart from the French underground dance scene until it was resurrected by popular television personalities such as Pat Sharp and other programs on TV in the early 80s. And this haircut, this hairstyle, this fashion statement is none other than the mullet. I hated and continue to hate the mullet. And I don't understand, I will never understand why it was so darn popular to have this hairstyle. And both men and women had mullets. You remember this back in the 80s?
Oh, how could I forget the mullet? I knew some good guys with the mullet. You know, it was party in the back, business up front. And what I couldn't understand, I used to say, hey, you dipshit, we're in high school. What kind of business are you conducting during high school? You know, you come in here and you don't bathe and you got zits all over your face and you're wearing the same white Levi's that you wore last week with the same Def Leppard shirt. What's up with the mullet? I didn't have a mullet. I don't know if you had a mullet. I know many a good people that had a mullet. I know many great lesbians that fancied a mullet. And I got to tell you, that haircut, you know what else the mullet reminded me of? You ever wear a raccoon skin hat? That's what a mullet kind of replicated to me, a raccoon skin hat.
Some popular mullet heads in the 80s that you and I will recognize are a couple of the actors that I'm going to mention. One of them, the very popular Patrick Swayze. Remember his mullet? Especially in Roadhouse.
Yes, but he looked sexy. How many women wanted to run their fingers to Patrick Swayze's abs and mullet? The guy could rock a mullet.
Well, like I said, you can think you can rock a mullet, but it's still a mullet.
Right.
And it was just as bad then as it is today, even if Miley Cyrus wants to rock that mullet or not. Charlie Sheen wore a mullet.
Yep. My brother-in-law, Dan, he wore a mullet like Charlie Sheen when he was growing up. But this was, this was like the late 80s, early 90s when he was going into high school. Dan wore a mullet.
Jean-Claude Van Damme wore a mullet, and one of the most famous mullets of all time, and we'll leave it at this one, Mr. John Stamos.
Ass-kicking mullet. He was another steamy mullet-wearing fool, though, you know what I mean? John Stamos, he came off with that kind of Elvis sexuality, but he rocked a mullet, but he kind of rocked a mullet to where it looked like it was, that metal kind of puff on top and playing the guitar, wearing leather jackets. That's a long way from, Billy Ray Cyrus coming back and bringing the mullet back large later on in history. You cannot forget that. Now, Toscano, during 1989, I put a mullet on my genitalia to see you know, how that would.
Did you really? Well, that's very interesting.
Yes.
Because you must have looked just like Kiefer Sutherland from Lost Boys with his great mullet.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. And my region used to like to sink its teeth into everything that was.
That is just disgusting.
Now, you know what? Something I found really stupid back in the 1980s, and that is Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck. His mustache took on a character and a bean all in its own, correct? The flower shirts, you know, he had a manservant. Was he gay or wasn't he? High shorts. You know, he looked like he was going to a tennis match, but never really played tennis too much into the show. All that body hair, it was... he drove a Ferrari. I think Magnum P.I. was Austin Powers' real father. But I thought that show was stupid.
Yeah. I never watched it. It was just not my cup of tea. Just as my following one.
Well, it ran for 8 years. So I'm
no,
sure
I
you
did not
it.
Watch it. Not even for the car.
You're wearing a shirt just like him right now.
That's true.
Don't excuse,
true.
Excuse
okay.
the shirt you're wearing.
My number two on the list is... something that I truly hated in the 80s, and every time I leave California and I go to a state where they allow this following event or scenario, I hate it. Particularly, I'm thinking of Las Vegas where they allow this. But I'm talking about smoking in restaurants. I think smoking in restaurants was one of the epitome of stupid.
Oh, that's bad. Cigarettes bad.
And remember that they would always ask you,
remember.
Smoking or non, when you would walk in and the host would say, smoking or non? Yeah, if you were a child in the 70s and then a little bit older child and a teen in the 80s, you'll remember the stench and the pollution of cigarette smoke in restaurants and, you know, especially diners.
Well, I grew up with a dad that smoked. He used to smoke at home. And, you know what? I think that's why I attribute me not smoking cigarettes, because I just didn't like the smell of it. You know, sadly, cancer took my father's life from years and years of smoking. But I started to smoke marijuana just to forget the scent of cigarette smoke.
Let's take a quick breather. This is Photograph on the one and only Back to the 80s Radio.
Oh,
Back to the 80s radio. You just heard Def Leppard in that photograph here on Back to the 80s radio. All right, we are talking about those things that we thought were stupid in the 1980s. And Chang, I believe the ball is in your court.
I'm going to keep it to some of the TV shows because I know you probably really enjoyed this next television show because you were a bit younger than myself, so you probably identified. And I'm talking about Saved by the Bell. Started in 89. Thank God it was the end of the 80s, so I didn't have to hate it all through the 80s. And it ended in 92, thank God. Now, let me tell you, everybody on this show grew up to be freaking hot. Mario Lopez.
Oh, like, by the way, speaking of mullets, Mario Lopez. Mario Lopez rocked that mullet, by the way.
You're right. He did rock that mullet and that mesh. Remember that? Remember the mesh body shirt that he used to wear?
Yes.
What about the women that were on there? Gorgeous, gorgeous looking women.
You're bringing all the entertainment stuff that you thought was stupid. And of course, you're going to pick on stuff that I like later on. And I'm trying to bring in all the serious stuff that I think was stupid. For example, my number three on the list are the things that I thought were probably, this should be my number one. As a matter of fact, this is my number one. The drug war and the cocaine craze of the 1980s. That, I think, was the stupidest part of the 80s. A war on drugs that should have never been.
I agree. The Just Say No campaign. Now, hear me out, everybody. You know, to those out there that weren't old enough to remember that era, those of you who live in other countries that listen to our show, thank you very much. But the Just Say No campaign, that is so hypocritical and asinine of all time. Just say no to drugs. It doesn't matter that my husband, Congress, and the vice president know that they are dropping drugs off here and know the American people don't know that we hang around with Pablo Escobar and we go ahead and we send weapons for them to fight their guerrillas to fight off all the bad and they are allowed to bring drugs here because we make money off drugs. How, you ask? How can you make money off of something so terrible? Well, we put it in the poor communities. Well, they will absorb it and we make it as cheap as you can buy a 99-cent campaign type of soda. Therefore, the poor will get hooked on drugs, either kill themselves off, they'll put themselves in prison. Therefore, we're making money burying them. We're making money as they're in the prison system. Then we make money off of them because they're still buying drugs when they get out and they come back to prison. We make more money off of them. This is how we feed ourselves. Now, they knew fully aware of what was going on. They even had the FBI agent who knew this killed because he stumbled upon their little secret. And the bird lady going to all the schools and putting pretty ribbons around fences, just say no. And drugs are bad. When the big drug was power and greed. Yes, that was stupid.
It wasn't only in the poor communities, it was also in the rich communities. And unfortunately, because of it being so well accepted and received among the rich communities, and by this, I mean from politicians to entertainers. And that brings me to my following one, which goes along with this, was all the drugs that rockers and performers partook in that later took their lives way too early.
You know what? The next thing on my list, we're going into the music, and this is what I thought was stupid, okay? Glam metal. I don't give a damn who or what band. When guys started looking like chicks and guys started wearing makeup kind of like chicks or circus clowns, and they all started sounding the same and playing for a video and putting their hair all sexy in front of them, I thought that was downright stupid.
I didn't like the way they dressed, so that was probably what I thought was stupid. But I love the music. To me, they did not all sound the same.
I knew it.
You want to go something that sounds all the same? No, because they use different chord progressions.
What?
It wasn't all the same. If you want to say that something sounds the same, today's music, for the most part, all sounds the same with the same four chord progressions.
Oh, now that doesn't count on the stupid show. That's a new stupid. You have to come up with something.
The glam metal bands. Dress was 100% stupid. It was ridiculous.
Okay. Love ballads. Stupid.
No, love ballads, phenomenal. As far as music, great. You know who were stupid? Haters. Haters were stupid.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I accept that award on behalf of all the other haters.
Daytime talk shows from the 80s. I thought
you're talking Donahue?
From Donahue and everything else that derived from that, from Geraldo Rivera,
Sally Jesse.
Remember when Geraldo Rivera got into a fight with because of some racist? By the way, that was a real fight. That wasn't prepared.
Yeah,
it was
he
a
got
real
his
fight.
Nose cracked with
yep,
a chair.
That's right.
Occasionally, the chair gets the final word. For instance, when Roy Innes, the same guy who decked Al Sharpton, went after a white supremacist on the Geraldo show. Chairs went flying, and one of them broke Geraldo's nose.
Come on, you could have used your time a lot wiser than just watching daytime talk shows. I was in school, but I heard it when it came out in the news, and it was bad.
You know what? Bad. You know what was all? You know what else I thought was stupid? Porn music in the 80s. I thought there's no need to play that stupid music. The acting is already stupidly bad. Why are you playing
it
some
was
shitty
already
music?
Stupid enough.
Trying to get my groove
yeah, it was
on
bad.
And you're playing
it was...
some sad song that some guy's blowing a saxophone in. I'm trying to get blown myself. I don't want to hear bad saxophone blowing.
Bullying was another thing that was kind of out of control in the 1980s. As a matter of fact, when we've taken a poll on our social media and we've talked to people about some of the great things of the 80s, there have been a lot of people that have responded with nothing but sadness about the 1980s when they were going to school because they were taken advantage of and bullied throughout their school years. But the good part was that you could actually get into a fight with a bully, and if you beat him, you got respect. And if you didn't, for the most part, you still got the respect. It wasn't as bad. But if you just stayed quiet, you were going to get it again.
And I remember some bullying going on, you know, but like you just stated, you know, I come from a time where, you know, if you're confronted by a bully and it's instant every day, day after day, just the whole ritual of your day is getting bullied by somebody. I come from the school of, I'm going to knock the shit out of this idiot and I'm going to shut his mouth forever. And after I beat his ass, I am going to make fun of him verbally every day of his life till he breaks and makes himself feel as incredibly useless as his energy has made dozens of others feel useless for no apparent reason. Nowadays, we have cyberbullying. I think because our children do not have the social balance that we used to have where we go and we hang out at places or we ride our bike somewhere. They don't have the tools to stand up to somebody physically bullying them. A lot of parents are not married, so you do not have a parent teaching them how to defend themselves verbally or physically. We're the last generation too. So yeah, I agree. Bullying was stupid back then, but even more stupid now. And what gets me upset is anybody that was bullied back in the 80s and you become a parent and you find that your child is being bullied and you do nothing to rectify the situation, you're being as weak and close-minded as you were in the 80s to let it continue. Step up and do something to all bullies. My wife used to tell our girls, if you're being bullied, become their friends because there's a very big possibility that they're going through some trauma at home. So they're acting it out. And I do believe that to a certain degree, but I also believe there are some individuals that think their shit doesn't stink, so they believe they are above people, no matter what. It's just something in their brain, something that they were brought up within their own home. They feel that way. So when somebody stands on a pedestal all on their own because they think of their own greatness, and they think it's okay and justified to bully, that's when you knock that creep off their pedestal and bring them back to the real world and treat them and make them feel exactly the way they made someone else feel. It's karma, my brother. Bullying, the end of bullying is karma.
Yeah, there were so many of the bullies from that time that got off on it and who never stopped. And you can see these. These are the older people that are either our age or a little bit older that continue to be bullies. And then they start crying when they get knocked out. You know, I hate bullies, man. All right, what's another thing that you thought was stupid back in the 1980s?
Fluorescent fashions. I thought it was stupid. If you're going to dress like a fucking flashlight, guess what? Stay out at night because nobody wants to see you during the day in flashy pink, that greenish yellow.
Are you trying to say that you didn't like the girls when they dressed like this? I think they looked hot.
I didn't like the flashy, you know, fluorescent colors. I'm sorry.
When the girls wore fluorescent colors, I really liked it. It was a turn on to me. other than that, the only time I ever saw people with a lot of fluorescent colors was when I went to the beach, because that was normal. That was part of, you know, either the flashy highlighted, you know, highlighter colored shorts and stuff like that, and shirts and the brands. But other than that, I mean, in my school, I went to Santa Fe Springs High School, and I mean, some of the blonde kids, but everybody wore jeans back then. And maybe some of the shirts, maybe brands like Billabong or Rusty or Maui and Sons had a little bit of fluorescent. But other than that, one of the things that I hate is when they come up with a movie or something related to the 80s and they show everybody with fluorescents. Now, I don't know where those people lived. Nobody ever dressed like that where I grew up in, you know. But when they did and they were girls, I thought it was hot. We're getting a phone call here. Hang on a second. Hold on. We got a phone call here. Back to the 80s radio. Who is on the other line?
Hey, man, this is me, man, the king, man. I'm calling you straight from heaven. My daughter just got here. We're having a little bit of a party up here. Silly, don't worry, but don't be a bitch, silly. You're coming up next. Everybody, welcome back to the 80s, man. I'm the king of rock and roll.
Is this Elvis? Elvis Presley?
Nobody else but me, baby. Did you see my movie that just came out? That goddamn guy that played me is so irresistibly cute.
I did, Elvis. I gotta hand it to you. That was a great movie.
Hey, Toscano and Chang, the reason I'm calling you right now from heaven, John Lennon just told me it was your belated birthday.
You know, you're right. It was our birthday. It was Chang and my birthday.
And I wanted to give you a birthday song, a belated birthday to my favorite Italian, not Frank Sinatra. Anyway, I bet you're wondering, hey, Elvis, are you in heaven or are you in hell? Well, I don't know, man. I'm sitting here with Bon Scott, so it must be both. Anyway, all you birds and birdettes out there, gather around the radio. It's the king coming in live and strong. This is a happy birthday song I want to dedicate to my favorite rock and roll duo. Jock's still alive on Earth, and I don't know why. Descano and Chang, are you there? Yeah, we're right here, king.
Get to the point.
Don't rush me, Italian boy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Red, give him a goddamn guitar. Happy birthday to Scott on Chain. Happy birthday to you. Aww. Put another 25 on that candle. You boys stay alive. Thank you for listening to Back to the 80s. All right. My favorite birthday boys. I got to climb the hell out of here. The king is out the door.
Elvis has left the building.
You can dispense with the pleasantries. You're listening to Toscano and Chang. You don't know the power of Back to the 80s.
Boys on. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Shadow Stevens, and you must listen to Back to the 80s Radio. It's the law.
We are talking about the things that we thought were stupid back in the 1980s. And if you have something that you thought was very, very stupid in the 1980s, let us know. We'll talk about it on the show next week if you want. Chang, let's continue on our list of things that were stupid. We're coming around the home stretch now to the couple of things left that we thought were stupid.
I thought it was stupid that people thought actually that Vince Neil was a great singer. I thought that is stupid. He looked like Vince Neil looked sexy, but he looked like Spicoli from Ridgemont High in leather.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
He was a good singer. Come on.
Were you on drugs in the 80s?
Come on.
You must have been on drugs if you think he was a great singer.
You know, one of the things that I thought was really, really stupid back in the 1980s was something that has been cleaned up quite a bit today, thankfully. And this is one of those things. Well, acne too, thanks to Noxzema or whatever. Pollution. Pollution. Remember how gray it was in the LA County area? The downtown LA was gray. Reminded me of Mexico City sometimes, but pollution was really, really bad in the 1980s. And not only pollution as far as smog, but also pollution as far as people throwing stuff out of their windows. The subway in New York was horrific. It was a bed of crime. We're talking, you had to have red berets or the blue berets or the black berets there controlling and helping out because the police didn't even want to go into the subway there. And here in LA and every state, it was just a hotbed for crime and pollution. So that sucked big time in the 1980s.
You know what else I found pretty stupid back in the 80s? Anybody that supported AIDS because it was killing homosexuals, anybody that hated somebody for their sexual preference back in the day, or even nowadays, that you would favor a disease that is killing so many innocent children from people. That's right. They were somebody's children. Anybody that would ever sport a shirt that AIDS kills fags dead, and you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one and only Sebastian Bach. You know Sebastian Bach, or anybody out there that may know Sebastian?
Wait a second.
He wore a shirt that said AIDS kills fags dead. And I found that repulsive. You know, I had a couple of gay cousins that did lose their lives in the 80s due to AIDS, and I found that pretty repulsive. And I'm sure that if I would have ever seen Mr. Sebastian...
For those of you who don't know...
Please.
Can you explain to those who don't know who Sebastian Bach is?
To those of you who listen to the program that do not know Pretty Metal for some of its finest acts, I'm talking about Sebastian Bach, former lead singer of Skid Row, a couple of hit tunes that they had, catchy, you know, glam. He had pretty hair. Now, yeah, Sebastian Bach did wear a shirt that said AIDS kills fags dead. And I took offense with that. And I think a lot of America and maybe other people in other countries took offense. And I thought that was pretty stupid on any part of any human being to wear such a shirt. And obviously, that was not the only shirt in print. There had to be dozens of other shirts like that, or else he would not have thought it was cool to get one. Yeah, I thought that was stupid. The hate of somebody that is not related to you or hitting on you because they sleep with somebody of the same sex to hate on, I think that's stupid. I think anybody that hates somebody for their sexual preference, their color, their race, their religion, their creed is stupid. And I found that really stupid on so many levels. It still irks me as stupid today. It'll be on my forever stupid list. I think the last stupid thing on my agenda that I thought was totally stupid back, and that had to be the TV show Elf.
Oh, Elf.
Hey, did you know that if you looked really carefully, you could see Elvis in one of the crowd scenes in Gandhi.
Elf, yeah.
So stupid, I don't even want to remember. The family was stupid, bad acting, the script was stupid, the character was stupid. All of it said one thing. Wow, you're stupid for sitting with us for the next 40 minutes to watch a stupid show. And on behalf of being stupid, this is Chang from Toscano and Chang, wishing you all a fantastic weekend and a Changtastic week, and remember, don't be stupid out there.
Well, that's about all the time we have on our stupid show of today. So don't miss next week's show, as we have special guest and writer of Danger Peak, Michael Perrone, we are going to have on the show, where once again, we bring up the memories that made that awesome decade all worthwhile. And in the meantime, be safe, share a smile. When so much crap is going on all around us, a smile can go a long way, because a smile is contagious. So till next week, from Toscano and Chang and back to the 80s, we bid you a good night.
See you next week. Adios. Hasta la vista. Hasta mañana. Hasta luego. Sayonara. And to all my bros and hoes in the West, East Coast, OC, later, babes, and to all my homies and everybody. Orale.